This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL. They've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
The moment we've been waiting for since September is finally here. In honor of the big game, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is giving new customers 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code STRAIGHTFIRE, and get 56-1 odds on either team. I told you guys to get about last week. I said Rams. I like Chiefs. I hope you cleaned up. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code STRAIGHTFIRE at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56. Must be 21 or older is the minimum age, and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for a full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Straight Fire, 100th episode today. Yes, today. Thank you for joining me, Jason McIntyre. Tuesday, December 29th, a fun night in the sports world, unless you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan. The Ja Morant ankle injury does not look good. But, we had much bigger news in the NFL. Obviously, I've got to tease our guest coming up very shortly, the great Joy Taylor from FS1. You see her on Colin Cowherd's show. She worked with Skip Bayless on Undisputed. She's taking over sports media in 2021. She's a Miami Heat fan and got to see LeBron in the Heat. So we'll do a lot with Joy later in the podcast. But first, we've got to start with what clearly is the biggest sports story today, and that is the end of Cam Newton. It's over, folks. Cam Newton has had a great NFL career. He won an MVP award. He took the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl. And folks, I think that's a wrap for Cam Newton. It appears over for him. He was benched for ineffectiveness in a Monday Night Football bloodbath. The Patriots get destroyed by the Bills. Cam, an anemic 5-for-10 passing for 34 yards. That's just not going to cut it in a passing league that is the NFL right now. And folks, the rough story with Cam is he's turning 32 in May. This is a guy who had a chance to come back, right? Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick. Come on, Cam, we got this. And 5 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions. It's over for Cam. He was the number one pick in the league in 2011, and I cannot see any team taking a chance on Cam Newton next year. He's not going to want to come in and be a backup. That's not what former MVPs tend to do. It's just not a good situation for Cam. The running, you know, he could be a battering ram when you want. He was very effective running the football early in the season. 2 touchdowns in the opener, then 2 more against Seattle. Cam looked like a quarterback in that game against Seattle. Who could forget that one? Sunday Night Football, great game. He passed for 397 yards. Since then, he has topped 200 yards passing 3 times. He's just not a throwing quarterback. He's not remotely accurate enough. I know Cam defenders are going to say, well, he didn't have wide receivers. Okay, that's fair. He didn't have a tight end. I got it. But you watch Cam move. You watch him in the pocket. He's not the guy he was. The guy had, he ate 26 sacks. He had a quarterback rating of under 45 this season. He's not the dropback passer he was when he came into the league. And it stinks because Cam had a great run. Is he a Hall of Famer? That's a debate for another day. I don't know how many MVP quarterbacks are out of the Hall of Fame. But, you know, Cam Newton, the end came pretty quick and swift. Bill Belichick is realizing what it's like on the other side. As a guy who's been a Jets fan for 3 decades, I know what it's like without a franchise quarterback. It sucks. And Bill Belichick is finding out just how unfortunate that life is. Because, folks, Jarrett Stidham ain't it. Belichick has to make a move this offseason on an NFL franchise quarterback. I see 2 potential options. 1, the guy he drafted, Jimmy Garoppolo. Looks like his time in San Francisco is probably going to be ending. Kyle Shanahan giving everybody a shot now. CJ Beck.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. 2 beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Beathard had a nice performance. Shanahan is such a good offensive mind. You feel like just about anybody he puts in there can give them a chance to win, within reason, of course. Like Nick Mullins, as good of a backup as he is, he's not taking him to the playoffs. C.J. Beathard, solid backup. Again, not taking him to the playoffs. You wonder, does Kyle Shanahan make a move on a guy like Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold will have a market. I can't see Shanahan and the Niners going after Carson Wentz. That's going to be too rich for their blood. But it feels like Garoppolo probably lands in New England again. I would guess say the other option, if Garoppolo stays in San Fran, would probably be Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota, this guy was a number two overall pick. He definitely has the legs and the arm, as we saw on Thursday Night Football 2 weeks ago for the Raiders. Now, I know the Chargers weren't remotely ready for Mariota, but he's still under 30. This is a young guy. Mariota did take Tennessee to the playoffs. He kind of got a raw deal in that they had, I think it was 4 offensive coordinators in 5 years. And I guess what really hurts him is how quickly Ryan Tannehill looked awesome in that Tennessee system. And Mariota probably gets another shot as a starter, maybe with the Patriots. I don't know. Bill Belichick has a very difficult offseason ahead. This guy's pushing 70 here. You know, Belichick ain't going to want to draft some guy, and say, oh, we got a 3-year project. That doesn't seem like something Belichick would do. He's a very prideful man, so I cannot imagine him walking away like this. But Rob G, I got to say, watching Cam Newton on Monday Night Football, he's shot. It's over.
Look, we're all adults here, and I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. It's a new year. Why not start it out by switching to a new nicotine product that you can feel good about? If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co. And use promo code FIRE at checkout. Also, I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you are interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code FIRE.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, so from Cam Newton and the disappointing Patriots, you've got to look at the Buffalo Bills, folks. I said this on Monday's podcast. That is the team that scares me if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs. They've already beaten the Bills once. The Bills are going to be hungry to come back and defeat them. And it's Brian Daboll. I know the New York Jets are in need of a head coach, and they suddenly have fallen down the list of, hey, do you want to come and coach us now that they don't have Trevor Lawrence? I think, without question, Jacksonville is extremely attractive. I think Justin Herbert and the Chargers are incredibly attractive. And I don't know if the Jets are a better option than Deshaun Watson and the Texans. The problem with the Texans is their salary cap is shot to hell. There's very little talent around Deshaun Watson. He does make everyone better, but the defense is an absolute train wreck. And that J.J. Watt speech that went viral on Sunday night, you know, folks, he was probably talking about a few players on that Texans team, and that has not got to be something that I'm looking to jump into if I'm a head coach. Like, sure, you could just say, well, weed those guys out, but what if there's some good players in there that are maybe cornerstones or that you've built around or that you're committed to financially? Like, I personally don't think the Texans is attractive. I think no doubt the Jets are more attractive. But if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I don't know how I can hold on to Brian Daboll. Like, he is calling games at a masterful level. Every offensive series, they're doing something different, doing something dynamic. I think their GM probably gets a look for executive of the year, bringing in Stephon Diggs. Like, hello. I mean, it's a layup of a decision, folks. We're seeing this over and over in the NFL. Got a rookie quarterback on the rookie contract. Go get you a wide receiver. I've probably said this every month on the podcast. Cardinals go out and get Nuke Hopkins. Well, they need another one now. They need to go add another wide receiver. Christian Kirk, I don't know if he's the guy. But the Buffalo Bills, between Cole Beasley, John Brown, who they just activated off IR, Stephon Diggs, this is an offense that's going to give some people trouble. And again, not to revisit in that Bills-Chiefs game again too deep, but it was in the rain, the inclement weather. Now maybe we see that in Kansas City in January, and the Bills run into it again. But I'm not betting against Brian Daboll right now. That offensive, the schemes that they are running are incredible. Folks just running free everywhere in the secondary. It's incredible. Run game's not awful. Like, this is a pretty balanced team. If they could get the defense, say, 25% better than it was at the midway part of the season, and they have gotten healthier with their great linebacker, Milano. I mean, he's not great. A very good linebacker. There's still a lot of talent. Two good safeties. Tre'Davious White, very good at the corner. This is a Super Bowl contender. I firmly believe the Buffalo Bills can be a major threat to the Chiefs. I mean, if I had to guess the line right now, AFC title game, assuming everybody healthy, what are we looking at? 4.5? Kansas City 4.5? I don't think you can make it.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Something like six. I just don't. We've seen the Chiefs struggle. I guess we got to see what they do in the first the games leading up to that, but this is a Kansas City team right now. I spelled it out Monday. I'm not going to go into it again. Some troubling signs, certainly, for the Kansas City Chiefs. But full steam ahead for the Buffalo Bills. Just a phenomenal story how quickly they turned it around. And I want to quickly touch on one other NFL story before we get to Joy Taylor. Dwayne Haskins of the Washington Football Club was released on Monday. And I know I saw some of your comments on social media. Jason, you were a little hard on Haskins on Talk the Line Sunday. And I repeated the joke here that Haskins was about as reliable as Wi-Fi in a parking garage. And people thought I was beating up on the guy. He's a young quarterback. And folks, the Washington Football Club started him on Sunday. Less than 24 hours later, they cut his ass. What does that tell you about Haskins? Now, I know Rivera didn't draft him. He wasn't here. That was a previous regime. But to go from starter to not even backup, but to inactive to know what, you know what, we just got to get him out of here. To cutting him? Like, really? And I started to look at it. And you never want to draw silly parallels. I'm not comparing him to Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback right now who's coming out and is going to be a high pick, top 10 pick for sure. Maybe two. But these Ohio State kids are surrounded by five-star talent. Everywhere you turn, you've got a five-star recruit. You're handing the ball off or throwing to them. I looked at it when Haskins, I believe, threw 50 touchdowns. He was throwing to Terry McLaurin and a kid named Hill, and Olave, their star receiver now, was a young kid. And he was handing off to J.K. Dobbins. So all you got is NFL talent around you. Yeah, you're going to look good. Do you know how to read a defense? Apparently not for Haskins. Do you know how to be a professional? Like in the locker room, outside of the locker room, with the fans. Like making smart decisions. Like that stuff matters. And then some people pointed out to me like, hey, when was the last Ohio State quarterback to crush it in the NFL? You know, the whole crickets noise. Braxton Miller pivoted to like return man. Cardale Jones, who looked kind of awesome, just fell off the map. I don't even know if he's still in the league. Might be on a practice squad somewhere. And Justin Fields was not an Ohio State guy because he started out at Georgia. And he's real talented. I'm not lumping him in or comparing him to Haskins. I'm just pointing out he's surrounded by talent. And what happened when his star receiver was out in the Big Ten championship game? Well, he looked very ordinary. He completed like 50% of his passes. Did not look like an NFL number two overall pick, that's for sure. And I need to see what he's got against Clemson. He basically, in the Big Ten title game, turned and handoff to the running back who had like 300 yards on the ground. So I'm not out on Fields. I'm just saying this Haskins thing can be a warning sign about doing extra homework on some of these quarterbacks, especially the ones coming from the big-time star programs. And no, Trevor Lawrence is not one of those guys. Deshaun Watson went to Clemson, big-time star. Like, the DNA is there for Lawrence to become a superstar. We'll see about Justin Fields. All right, let's get to Joy Taylor for a fun interview.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, so for the 100th episode of Straight Fire, we thought we'd get a special guest, somebody I know really well, very cool. We started at FS1 right around the same time. I see her all the time. She's a huge deal at FS1 on Instagram. Oh, my gosh. She's like majorly famous. Joy Taylor. Joy, how are you?
Well, that's an intro. I'm honored I'm on the 100th episode, though. That's cool.
Yeah, we thought we'd bring in a special guest because I've known you for a while, and your sports takes are always spicy. And listen, there's a lot happening right now in Miami sports with the Heat and the Dolphins, which we'll get to. First of all, I just want to ask, like, you know, here we are right around the holidays and the weather in LA sucks right now. I know we shouldn't be complaining, first world problems, but like, you know, the pandemic blows. Like, this has been kind of a crappy year for just about everybody. I just want to, as a sports fan, as a sports media person, how do you sum up how you've handled it? Like, I mean, it's been a tough one for all of us.
It's been really crazy, but I have to say, I really can't complain other than the, you know, obvious weighted anxiety of navigating a world where there's a deadly virus going around. You know, I never stopped working. We always kept doing the show. We have sports back. It was a little dicey there for a couple months without sports, but, you know, we managed through with The Last Dance and the match and, you know, NFL offseason. So we made it happen. But, you know, I consider myself very, very fortunate this year. So I really can't complain. I'm really, really grateful that the leagues were able to get it together and get sports back on and up and rolling. I think we can all in the business be happy for that. Yeah. And I also think it's just, it's been one of those years where, like, I'm just really impressed by a lot of people. As disappointed as I am in so many people, I'm also really impressed. Like, I think that the leagues have done such an incredible job getting sports back. Like, I don't know if people, you know, depending on what your job is, if you have an understanding of what COVID protocols are, because not every workplace has extreme COVID protocols. I mean, we get tested every other day. And we have a bunch of protocols in place, but these leagues have crazy setups and just the medical people that have to be around and testing everybody every day and paying attention to the contact tracing and just the bubble in itself has really just really astounded me. Like, I think commissioners catch a lot of hell, but man, like, so impressed with what they've been able to do. Like, I know I'm nerding out right now, but just when people pull off really amazing logistical things in crisis, I'm very impressed by them. And when the stakes were as high as they were, with, you know, billions of dollars on the line and thousands of jobs when it comes to sports, I'm really impressed. So I feel really lucky, and, like, you know, I'm just navigating this whole crazy world like everybody else, but I also am just really grateful sports are back.
I guess I'll ask about a team that I'm sure gave you a lot of excitement during, you know, COVID in the summer. It was the Miami Heat, a surprise trip to the finals. And I'm a little down on the Heat this year. I think they exceeded expectations. I don't think they'll be like a top three or four seed in the East. But I got to ask, Joy, like, you know, we had Brian Windhorst on last week and he was talking about James Harden, and the Heat are certainly an option. Where are you on, would you want James Harden in Miami?
I try to be measured, because, like, if Harden does end up in Miami, I'm going to be excited just because it's James Harden. And no matter what any of us say, he's still a top 10 player in the league. But I don't know that it's, well, first of all, I don't think it's a long-term fit at all.
Yeah.
And I don't think people, like, you know, Miami, South Beach, it has this reputation of, like, being a place where people, and it's just wild, right? And it is, of course. But the Heat actually are very much not that.
Yeah.
And they're kind of actually a really good representation of what the whole of that area is. You know, when people think of Miami, they think of South Beach, they think of Live and 11 and, you know, just craziness and topless beaches and whatever. But the whole city is actually made up of, you know, obviously it's a very international city, like, hardworking people. Everybody doesn't live on South Beach. You know, there's plenty of normal people there, like, believe in hard work. And that's what Pat Riley is. And that's how he runs that organization. And obviously Spoelstra is the same way. And you can't really play for the Heat if you're not an extremely hardworking individual. Part of the reason why they were able to go as far in the bubble as they were is because they're a very strong defensive team. But they also practice really hard. So they just have more wins than everybody else. Like, they're just tougher than everybody else. And that's a mental thing and a physical thing. Like, I really think, like, that run to, and you could see it in Jimmy Butler. Like, he poured his heart and soul into that. He dragged them through those finals. And that's part of the reason why, I don't have them as high this year. Yeah. Because I think that took a lot out of the Heat. And while everyone's talking about, the short amount of time the Lakers have had to come back, the Heat have too. And yeah, they don't, they were not on the winning end of that. So I would be happy to have James Harden, but I don't know that it would work. And I honestly don't know that Pat Riley is going to leverage the organization on a gamble like that. Now, that being said, I think that the only team to beat in the East is the Nets.
Yeah,
team
to beat. All right.
I'm not high on Giannis and the Bucks anymore. I've done that. I'm over it. They can't even get to the NBA Finals. So I'll give them respect when they've earned it. They haven't. And the Celtics are the same to me. They don't have enough. No, obviously the Nets haven't proven anything either. But we can still live off the dreams of Kyrie being healthy for an entire season and KD getting back to KD form, which, through very short sample size, it looks like they are. So if they can stay healthy throughout the season, they're going to be a real problem. Like, let's not forget, Kyrie is a champion. KD is a champion. They're coached, by a guy that knows about winning too. So I really think they are the team to beat in the East. I'm not paying attention to those other guys until they prove it.
I do wonder, and yeah, the Nets are stacked, but so Joy, we saw James Harden run the show in Houston, right? Got to do whatever he wanted. It didn't work with Chris Paul. It didn't work with Russell Westbrook. And then we just saw the Clippers last year, Paul George and Kawhi kind of got to dictate everything there when practices. And I just kind of wonder, KD and Kyrie, Monday night, they decided, hey, we're taking the night off. We're coming off injuries. We're not going to do back-to-backs. Like, how is that going to work in an organization where, some of those guys were there before they got there? I don't know if that works in the NBA outside of a guy like LeBron James, who, is one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I think it's a great grand experiment, because all the critiques of the Nets so far are fair. I just think that if they can manage to not let it fall off the rails like the Clippers did, then I think they'll win the East. I don't think they'll win the championship this year, but I do think that they'll come out of the East. And to your point about the Clippers, we have to remember that there was a bubble, right? And that was like an added extreme amount of pressure on everyone there, being away from their families. It's basketball 24/7. Like, it's going to be a little bit different this year because they aren't in a bubble. So I think that will factor in, but I'm with you. I think it's fair. I just think if they can figure it out, I don't know how they're going to be, who's going to be able to score like that.
So I mentioned LeBron, and I think we both got to FS1 around 2016, and you were in Miami previously, so you got to see LeBron and the Heatles, right, up close. Now you're seeing LeBron with the Lakers up close. Joy, I mean, a lot of jealous NBA fans of you right now. Can you compare the two? I mean, again, it's difficult right now given the pandemic, and we didn't get to see it up close. But I know you were at some of the games here the last 2 years with LeBron, and I'm sure you saw the Heatles up close.
Yeah, it's going to sound like Heat fan bias here, but there's really not a whole lot that I can compare to what that environment was with the Heat in Miami, especially like the first 3 years. They were the most hated team in the world. Like, everyone hated the Heat. Everyone hated LeBron, and they were just the ultimate villains. And it was kind of ironic because everyone really likes Dwayne Wade and everyone really likes Chris Bosh. Like, they had, everyone likes Shane Battier. Like, they had Ray Allen. Like, who hates these guys? Nobody. Now, it's not like these were traditional villains in the league. It's just that move with LeBron and the decision just turned him into this villain. So the environments, like the fans, the buzz around that team was so insane. I don't know that I can compare it to any other place that LeBron has been. Like, when he went back to Cleveland, it was all like lovey-dovey, welcome home, sweetness. And now that he's with LA, like, LA fans, I mean, he won the championship now, But LA fans were not that high, as crazy as it sounds. They weren't loving this LeBron situation, especially because LeBron came in, you know, as the king, and the LA fans are like, wait a minute. Like, we got Kobe, we got Kareem, we got Magic. Like, you got some winning to do before you come in here and, you know, start claiming a Laker. Like, we do winning around here, even though the team had obviously been dysfunctional for years. So, yeah, I've been to some games, but it's just, there was a real animosity that you could feel in the air around that Heat team. But I also will say, like, now it's kind of hard to say what it would be this year, especially after coming off a championship, because COVID is just, you know, you can't gauge what the reaction would be.
Let's pivot over to the NFL. And, you know, Joy, it's like you had a good run with the Miami Heat and now your Dolphins are surging. As a Jets fan, I have to say it annoys me greatly. the Dolphins are good, but at least the Patriots stink. I guess I'll start with Tua and Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I don't know if you watched the Saturday night game, Raiders-Dolphins. I personally don't see how after that and the other Fitzpatrick bailout game we saw earlier this year, how Brian Flores can start Tua this week and have any confidence starting Tua in the playoff game should they get there. What's going on in that locker room? What's your best guess, having spent a lot of time in Miami?
I think if it was any other coach and if it was any other rookie and anyone other than Ryan Fitzpatrick, it wouldn't work. But I think from what I'm hearing, Brian Flores is a great communicator and he's been very transparent about everything. And he's very upfront with the guys. Tua has the kind of personality. He's like a very humble kid. I think that the injury probably played a role in, like, you know, let me take a lot of value and appreciation in this game that I'm playing every day, because, you know, at any moment it could be taken away. And Fitzpatrick is playing with house money. I mean, he's in year 17 and he's, like, you know what I mean, in a great situation for his career. So I think it's just kind of like the perfect concoction for this. Now, I don't really know that I love it. I kind of would rather just let Tua fail, because they're not a Super Bowl team this year. So I don't hate the idea of Tua just working through these bumps on his own. I loved switching to him as a starter. I thought it was the right time to do it, and I thought it was the right move, because you have to see what you have in Tua sooner than later. I mean, you just can't you can't let rookies sit for too long. Like the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes situation, everyone's like chasing that, and everyone's chasing the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation. And that's really cute, but that's Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, and they're two all-time talents who will never be duplicated. So I don't like the idea of like structuring everything like that. Sharks are born swimming. Like, I think you learn football by playing football. But it's working for Brian Flores, and I trust that he knows what he's doing. I think that it's kind of weird. I don't like quarterback by committee, but yeah, they're kind of doing it in New Orleans. So it's not really like that crazy. If it gets them the wins, and I also look at it this way. It's kind of similar to what happened in Washington this week. Like, even if you don't like the situation, and it's obviously for completely different reasons, but even if you don't like the situation, you do have a responsibility to the rest of the guys on the team who are going out there busting their ass to put the guy who you feel is going to put us in the best situation to win the game. You owe it to the rest of the guys too. And if that means you got to sit Tua for, you know, a quarter or whatever, and Fitzpatrick goes out there and finishes the game, that's what you got to do. But I will say, about in that game in particular, like, the Dolphins didn't win that game. The Raiders blew it. The Raiders blew that game. Fitzpatrick made an unbelievable play and got it down to whatever it was. It would have been like a 66-yard kick. If they didn't have that face mask to add the extra 15 yards and put them in field goal range, they probably don't win that game. So the Raiders blew that game, even with Fitzpatrick going out there and doing that.
So let me ask you from this point of view, Joy. So you played a lot of sports, right? I know you were a big-time athlete, and I know you still play some sports out here in L.A. I think boxing maybe I've seen you do. But as part of a team, Joy, like, if it's 10-0 Buffalo this week in week 17, are the players starting to look over to Flores? All right, let's get Fitz in there. Come on, comeback time. Like, if Tua has a couple 3-and-outs or two bad turnovers, like, you just play with a different mindset, knowing that at any moment you're going to be pulled for the backup. I don't know if that is a winning solution this year.
Yeah, I don't love it. Like I'd rather Tua just go out there and just lose the game.
Yeah.
Like if he's going to start, I'd rather him just go out there and lose it and learn the lessons from losing. But, you know, like I said, I think Flores feels like he has a responsibility to the rest of the team to put them in the best situation to win, and not it just be, you know, Tua learning on the job. I don't think this will happen next year. But yeah, I'm with you. Like I do think it does something to you psychologically to know that at any time the backup could come in. But I don't know. I really don't have a strong feeling either way because I really trust Brian Flores. I think if it was anyone else, I would hate it. But because it's Brian Flores, I'm going to trust him.
So in addition to, you know, Joy, the NFL, you know, we have many jobs now in sports media. Like you can't just have one job, right? So you do the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast, FS1, and you started doing an Amazon live stream with Daniel Jeremiah, friend of the podcast, and Bucky Brooks, also a buddy of mine. I want to ask how that experience has been and kind of where you see this maybe headed in the future as people, you know, kind of step away from cable TV and head towards streaming.
As far as like working multiple things?
Well, that and then specifically Amazon, how has that been for you?
Oh, Amazon's been amazing. I mean, as you said, DJ's a friend and Bucky is great too. Like they're two just amazing talents to work with, and they were scouts. So they just see the game so differently. So it's just fun to like pick their brain and, you know, you see a guy like doing great and, you know, check what they said about him coming into the draft. And so it's been amazing. But yeah, I think that the whole business is changing. It is changing quickly because everyone is on their phones. And like, I always ask people, I'm like, what do your kids do? Like, what do your kids do? Like, as soon as you ask, that's the same reaction. Like, kids are on their phones, or on their iPads. Yeah. Like, that's where it's going. And pretty soon, they're not going to be kids anymore. They're going to be adults, like within very quickly, within like 6 years, which to us as adults, like, our lives aren't going to change that much. You know, once you get to a certain part of your life, like 6 years is not really that different than, you know, the time that you're 14 to the time that you're 21 is a big difference, you know.
Yeah.
34 to 42, you're kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're set a little more set in your ways. So, yeah, I mean, I think everything is going digital and it's just going to be on networks and on us as talent to kind of stay ahead of the game and pivot a lot. And I think 2020 has been a good example of like, you know, how quickly that can happen. And how creative people can be. You know, I mean, I always did the podcast in studio at FS1. And pretty much all year I've done the podcast from home. And it's, yeah. You know, like you're doing the same thing. Everyone's pretty much working from home. We're doing radio shows from home. Even on The Herd, we almost never had guests that weren't in studio. I mean, we always had guests that were in studio. We almost never had people on remote. Now everybody's got to be a call in or a video call in. And it's just expanded how many people we can have on and how often we can have people on because they don't have to fly in. Like it's just totally changed how we produce the show. So digital is changing everything. Streaming is changing everything, but I think it's a good thing. And the one thing I'll say about sports is sports and politics are the last live things you have to watch. Like you have to watch this stuff live. You can't record it. You can't binge it. You're not going to binge the Patriots season. You know what I mean? Like you're going to watch this game live. And that offers a wide opportunity for us as talent and as for networks to cover it. And there's just more and more coverage of sports. There's a higher demand for sports content, for leagues, because this is live. And you know, you're going to reach consumers. Advertisers know they're going to reach consumers when they're taking part in a live sporting event. That just opens things up completely because as we know, everybody watches on demand stuff now.
Yeah. I kind of grew up in the cable, situation where you're watching cable TV, and I still, my habit, Joy, is I come in the room and I'll just flip on the TV. It's kind of on background noise. You know, if I find an old episode of Growing Pains or, you know, some movie that I've seen 73 times is on, Dazed and Confused, yeah, I'll put it on in the background. But with streaming, it's, I don't do the same thing. I don't just like sift through and look for something. I go on there to find something specific, right? What are your TV habits like?
Yeah, I'm with you kind of the same way. Like, you just come home and just put something on just to have the TV on, right? That's
right.
That's how we always used to do. Now, because I watch so much sports, you know, if like I'm not watching NFL and there's an NBA game on or a baseball game or whatever, I'm very specific with what kind of other content I watch because I also have, you know, social media. Like, I feel like I'm always in front of a screen.
Yeah.
I'm like more of a scripted TV show person.
Yeah.
I really like a really well-written show. Like, I just finished Schitt's Creek. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. You know, I love a good scripted show. Why is it slipping my mind right now? The Upside Down. What is it?
Which show?
Stranger Things.
Like, oh, Stranger I haven't Things. Seen that. Now, what? is that kid appropriate or no?
Oh yeah, totally. Totally kid appropriate.
Okay. Yeah. We're trying to get the kids right now into Mandalorian. I've seen the first season and they're catching up. Initially they were like, "Eh, I don't know." And then of course they're like, "Oh my gosh, it's amazing." Yeah, yeah. So, have you seen
that?
Yeah,
I literally just started The Mandalorian last night and I'm episodes in already. Yeah, so that's kind of my like habits. If I'm not watching sports, I like to pick a really good scripted show to get through.
All right, so we'll get you out of here on this one. What do you think? Give me one big sports surprise for 2021. It could be any sport. Obviously, NFL, NBA, a little more exciting. Big surprise.
Well, I don't know if it's really going to be a surprise, but I do think they're going to expand the college football playoff next year.
Ooh, I like that.
And
I love that.
I've thought a lot about this because, as you know, Colin and I talk a lot of college football on the show.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be more blowouts. And like, how is that good for anyone? And then I was thinking about it this week because this weekend in the NFL is essentially a bonus wild card weekend. I mean,
yeah.
There's so many win or go home games this weekend for the playoffs. Like, there's so much on the line this weekend in week 17. There's so many teams who don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. They need other people to win or lose to make the playoffs. So it's just such a huge, massive weekend in the NFL. And it gives so many fan bases hope. And you don't have that in college.
Yeah.
It feels so closed door to a couple schools. Even if you have a great season, you have no chance of making it into the playoff. And I know that expanding it to 8 teams isn't really going to appease everybody, but I do think it will open it enough that it'll stop the widespread complaining. And it will also just give just enough hope to those schools that it actually validates you having a good season. Because right now, there's all these ridiculous bowl games, which we all know don't matter. Like, it's fun and it's nice and they're competitive, but at the end of the day, you're not going to win a championship if you win this game. So I think expanding it to 8 teams, while I still think there's going to be massive blowouts, at least it gives teams hope. And who knows? Like, maybe you do have a miracle run. You know, that's what makes March Madness so fun. We know these like low-seeded teams have no chance of winning the championship.
Right.
But maybe one of them can go on a run and then we all get so invested.
Yes.
And it's fun and they have hope. And like, hope sells. So negativity sells, but so does hope. And I think that the college football expanding, while it will mostly be for money, who cares? Everything's done for money. I do think it will actually open up the sport. And in a sport that is like really Southern and is not that interesting to the casual fan because their teams have no chance of getting into the championship throughout the year, I think it just opens it up tremendously. So I think that's going to be a really good thing. So I don't know if it's going to be a surprise, but I think that'll be good for the sport.
That would be incredible. All right, Joy Taylor, you can catch her on The Herd, the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. She does an Amazon live stream with Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah. I mean, Joy's basically everywhere. She's going to be the big surprise taking over sports media in 2021.
I'm filling in for you again.
Oh, yes, yes. And filling in for me on Fox Sports Radio when I take a Saturday off randomly to go hiking with my family or do something on a Saturday morning.
We'll have one
Joy, I have to say, hey, just between you and I.
We'll have one more broadcast on Prime Video for a wild card game on January 10th, so you can check us out.
You know, I've worked Saturday mornings for, I think this will be almost 5 years. And somebody said that to me recently, like, holy cow, you've been working Saturday mornings for 5 years. And it hit me and I was like, all right, I got to take a couple off and like live a little bit on a Saturday morning. I know I haven't done that a lot lately, but, and some people are laughing right now, Joy, but you know, our business, right? Like,
oh yeah,
it's sports. We're talking about sports. It's not that hard. It's fun.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I mean, I do a lot, obviously, as you mentioned, but like, I don't feel like it's work.
Yeah. It's like watching NBA and NFL and college football talking.
This is what I would be doing anyway. I'm just getting paid to talk about it. So it's great. We're very lucky.
Very. All right, Joy Taylor, thank you so much. And Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for having me on. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday with your family and stay safe.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.